Name of the Father, the Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. Today's the seventh month, the 16th day in the year 2023, and it's the seventh Lord's Day after Pentecost, which the Lord hath made.
Let us be glad and rejoice.
And our lecture is dedicated this week to the third edition of the Holy Catholic Bible that I revised by RGMI, which stands for Richard Joseph Michael Abrani. Now, it's a tremendous. I posted it up yesterday on the 15th, and just to show you, because it's such a massive project, you know. So I had it done about a week ago, and I keep looking at it, and is there anything more, and is there anything I might have missed? Well, when it's 1,268 pages, right? So what, am I going to reread the whole thing all over again? I must have reread the thing 10 times already. But so it never ends. So what I said is, post it up now, because I posted it on the stuff on the website about it, like intro and stuff, and everybody went through it. I said, just post it. Here's my point. I'm sure I'm still going to have some grammar mistakes and some spelling mistakes in it. Maybe some other mistakes. But I'll catch them when I'm going to read it. I mean, I'm not going to reread it again. I mean, because I can go on forever. So I said, you're almost like afraid to post it. So I said, and I know I've checked everything. I said, okay, just post it now. It's done. Get the thing up there. And so yesterday was the day when I posted it up. And we've been having like hot weather here for 3 months in a row. Mm-hmm. And yesterday we got a downpour like you've never seen. Yeah. And like when you get a downpour in a desert, it's extra special. Because it cools everything down. It's like you're going from this really hot, and boom, and it cools everything down. And rain equals grace. Not all the time. In the flood it was a curse, but it also was a blessing because it purified the earth. But I looked at it, God does this. So we had this tremendous downfall of rain the other day when I posted the Bible up. And so, in other words, I said, just get this thing posted up, or you're never going to post it up. Because to show you what happened was, even this week I came out earlier on the fourth weekday, and I printed out a copy of the Bible. I wanted to get a printed copy because I wanted to look what it looks like. I wanted to see if my margins were, my mirror margin was big enough or not. I had it like a one-inch mirror margin instead of 1.5 inch. So we found out that it was too small, because mirror margin is the space you have on the inside. So when you open a book, the print's not too close to the inside bind thing. So you need a big enough mirror margin. So we found out that our margin wasn't big enough. I had to increase that to 1.5. There's a few other things I had to fix when I came out and I printed the Bible out. But so that I was able to get now there was something I was going to mention in relation to that. But we're going to get onto that later on. So that was printed out. And we're ready to go. I was able to readjust all the margins. We'll talk later on about the size of the book and what we're going to do about printing and all that. But so posting this thing up, here's the point I was going to make on that. Once I printed it on the fourth weekday, some people like reading off the screen. I'm on the computer screen all the time when I'm writing new books because I'm typing. So I don't like to read books on the computer. I like to read books.
Yeah.
Like, that's the way I like to read my books even. So I complete them on the computer. Mm. So then I want to read them. So my point is, I said, I haven't, for the last year now, it's been exactly 1 year since I put the second edition up. 7/20/22, now 7/20/23. Wow. And I had to correct all the grammar, so every day I'm reading the Bible on the computer. And as I'm reading it, I'm correcting. I'm reading it, I'm correcting the grammar. But I'm reading it, and it's not the same when you read it in a book. And when you're correcting grammar, it's not the same, because you're more on grammar and not on content, although you do get the content. So it's been like a penance for me, because the best thing is when I can get to read the Bible as hard copy, I'm not worried about grammar mistakes or anything. I'm just reading it for the content. And it's just soaking in, you know? So, yeah, so when I got the Bible done, the next day I was going to start reading it, starting with Genesis 1, our Bible program. I says, don't start reading it. Don't start reading it until you post it. Because if I start reading, I know what's going to happen. I needed a comma here. I needed to get rid of the colon over here. Oh, I misspelled the word over here. And, oh, that was only in the Genesis. Uh-oh. What's next? So, okay, go in and correct that. And it takes, after you correct the Bible, you got to reformat. It's a big procedure to reformat. So I said, this is never going to end. Because even when I post it, I'm going to find errors. So I said, don't read the Bible until it's posted. post it first, then start reading your Bible, and now I'm making corrections in the written. As if I see something obvious, I put a little mark there, and I go page 85, G is for grammar, or page one, whatever the page was there, page content, you know. So I am still going to do corrections, but off the hard copy. So as soon as I posted it yesterday, this morning was the first day I started to read from the Bible in, you know, about a year, right? Maybe even longer, because I was still editing before that. But anyway, but before that, I read the Bible, I don't know, maybe 10, I mean, you look at the size of it, you can imagine how many times we read it. Because we just keep reading, it's beautiful. When you love it, you just can't get enough of it. And over the years, it adds up. So with this third edition, all the grammar should be completed, but there's probably going to still be some grammar mistakes. But I had to do a lot of your Old Testament books that I didn't do the grammar on. Also, when I was going over, I was just going over the books I needed to do the grammar on. So the ones I completed, I didn't even read those, because those were done. So I doubled up on the ones that I needed to get done so I could get it done quicker. And I also came across more textual changes that need to be made. And commentaries that needed to be added or corrected. Mostly textual changes. It's amazing, too, when you read that they made a mess of it. It's a total mess. When you look at the corrections I made, and you look at... I got a list of the key ones I made that are really bad. Ones that are, like, obviously horribly bad, erroneous or even heretical. And I got a whole list of them. And then other ones where it just wasn't correct. But it wasn't horrible, but it wasn't correct. So what I did was... Also, when I was doing this, I knew people had the second edition printed out. So I kept a strict record of every change, not the grammar though, but of every change I made when it came to Bible text and Bible commentary, and I only added one long commentary to it, must give God his due and then Caesar. So it's about Caesar's due and about God's due. That's the only long commentary I added to the third edition. But I did add a lot of Bible text corrections and some other extra commentaries. So I kept a record of it in a whole separate article, which is titled Revisions to the First and Second Edition of the Holy Catholic Bible, revised by me. So if you have that second Bible printed out, you don't have to worry about it. Just print out, I think it's about, I don't know how many pages it is, about 40 pages. I don't even know if it's that long, but it might be. All you got to do is print that article out, and that lists all the differences that are in the new editions as opposed to the second edition. So you don't got to go reprint that whole other Bible again. Because printing this Bible out is big. It takes up a lot of pages. So if you have that, as you can even carry that around with your Bible, and you can refer to, and you'll see the differences between the second edition and the third edition without having to print it out. Then also what I did was, because... all the revisions now are, I don't think I'm ever going to put out a fourth edition. We'll talk about that later. I'm probably not going to have the time for that. But so all the revisions and all the Bible commentaries and that have been done was in the Bible itself, the third edition, in the back, like I had in the second edition. I had it in the back. But now you got even more. So the Bible's so big as it is already, and I looked at it and I said, I don't really want to keep all these revisions in the Bible itself, because once they trust and they know what I'm doing is correct, I don't want to have it in the Bible. I said, like if the Chinese person converts, who's coming into Christianity the first time, he doesn't need to read all of that. What was it? What is it now? What was it then? And what was it now? I just want him to read what is now. Yeah. And at the same time, I need to keep a record of all the revisions and corrections so people can know what I did. So I removed them from the third edition, which was in the back, and that was about 100 pages. I don't know how many. It could have been 100 or more pages, maybe more, I don't know. And I removed them, and I put it in a separate book. So in that book, you're going to see all the revisions I made to the Challoner version of the Bible, which his was a translation of the Douay Rheims. So you're going to see everything I did, all the corrections I made. I kept a strict record of it. And I tell the people that I don't just make these things up. It's based upon authentic texts. I have about five or six different Bible references that I refer to. I go over that in the introduction in the Bible itself. So I removed that, and I got rid of like 100 pages. And plus, there's no need, if someone's first coming into the church, I just say, just read this. This is the authentic one. You don't need to go in the back and look what was... You can do it if you want for for purposes of finding out the history of how they mangled it, of how the Clementine Vulgate was a massive mess. So I have it. Okay? So you can print that one out if you want. But if you have the third edition, and you want, you can print that out. Now, if you have the second edition, you're going to want to print out that other one I just mentioned, because that just has the ones I made since the second edition. So it sounds a little complicated, huh? But if you read it, you'll see. So anyway, the only thing I regret I was not able to put in that Bible is the cross references. Now we have a Bible. Now it's not the worst thing in the world, because you can refer to other Bibles on cross references. They got articles that just have cross references. This one Bible we were using was really good on cross references. I really want it in there, but I just don't have time. And my point is, am I going to take a whole nother year to put cross references in? And then when I'm doing that, it's taking away my time from other work. And now I got other stuff coming in. I just don't have time for it. So I have a partial list, a pretty good list of the of cross references, and then I have I think I have another document that has all the cross references, but it's in a separate document. It's not linked directly to the verses in the Bible. So that's the thing I regret, that if ever there is a fourth edition, it's definitely going to contain cross references. You know, if I'm dead, then it's the end of the world anyway, so don't worry about it. But if just per se, if it wasn't the end of the world and I died, someone else can pick up the work and add the cross references. Now, that's on. Now we want to talk about the printing of it and all that, how we're going to handle all of that. We spoke about that, and my concern was, and here's what I'm going to say: I want the Bible to be one book. Now I'm not against these, some of the brothers, because, okay, I'll show you ahead of time. This is the weapon I was telling you about. This, you know, remember Sherlock Holmes, the secret weapon?
Yeah,
that was a good. Those movies are good. You like Sherlock Holmes? I love the mystery. I love good mysteries. Yeah. Anyway.
I had a knife inside.
Here you go.
Wow.
Wow.
Can I see it?
Yeah.
Praise God.
Here you go.
Praise
God. Look at that.
Yeah.
Look at that thing. Look at that thing. The binder itself was like $13. It's a 300-page, it holds 635 pages. And this Bible is 1,244 pages.
Wow.
Now,
you need some help, Elijah?
Now, another thing you can do with this Bible, by the way, you like lifting weights like
I
do?
I know.
One.
Yeah.
Two. Three.
Richard.
Four. Yeah. Go ahead, Sal.
Does that have the long commentaries and the, what do you call it?
Yeah, it does.
The pictures and stuff like
that? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
This is everything, except for the revisions, which I took out.
Yeah.
So the only thing I took out was the revisions, which was about 100 pages. But this is everything. Now, the brothers that did, they broke it up because it's so big, they had to bring it to a printer. You know, it's this big. You can't even get an average printer who will buy this.
Yeah.
It could be bound. You could find a printer. It's not easy. So a lot of these guys did, like Sal, he broke it up into three books.
Yeah.
And you know when you get, I got Peterson's Bible, he's got two books for the Old Testament, one for the New, so he broke it down into three books, because it's so big.
Yeah.
And we can't get the right size paper. I'm going to talk about that in a minute. Now, so if you broke it down into three books, no big deal. But the reason I want it to be one book, officially one book, is how many times do you know that you had like part one of something in a book and then part two in another book, and then someone borrows the part two, you're reading the part one, they took it with them on a vacation, they never gave it back, you're reading part one, it refers to part two, but it's in a separate area, or vice versa. Happens all the time. So imagine if you had like three or four books, you had to refer, someone loses one of the books. And here's another point, if you're reading the Old Testament and it goes, see long commentary, but that's in the third book, that you printed, it's not bad if you got the books like they do in their possession. But don't give the book to anybody, they take it away, you're dead.
Even if you have it in your possession, you gotta open up a big book here, put paperweights on it,
and then you gotta open another
one.
Yeah, it's very. Now, I'm gonna make a point on all of that, okay? So I'm still, you did it in three books, I'm not, but just keep it with yourself, because what will happen, it does, people. Someone borrows it, somehow you misplaced it, and then you're, oh, you know, like when you go to the library and they throw out old books, you'll only get like half of an encyclopedia, or you'll get part two, but you're missing part three. Yeah. So, and the reason is, the Old and New Testament go together. If it ever gets separated and you only got the Old or someone only got the New, it's not their fault, but then they're going to be missing a whole half of the book.
Yeah.
And it can happen over generations where you're handing these books down and somehow they get lost.
Yeah.
But when it's in one book, it's in one book. That's the end of it.
Yeah.
No one's going to tear apart the one book.
Yeah.
Now, it's inconvenient, yes, and fat like this. But it doesn't have to be fat like this. I'm going to show you something right now. We're going to talk about this. We spoke about it before, but paperweights and paper sizes. Your standard paper was 20 pound. That's standard. All right. This is 18 pound. The lowest you can get is 16 pound. Now, this, they deceived me on the 16 pound. I said, hey, Willie, because years ago I said, I can't get 16 anymore. So on the website, you go look for a 16 pound paper. It's there, but it's out of stock. It's been out of stock for like a year. Now, I'm going to speak about it now because it's more appropriate. This is a gangsterized world controlled by apostate Jews and Freemasons. These bastards, when it comes to having the best stuff, they want to control everything so you can't do it on your own. They don't allow you to make your own booze. The prohibition era, even when the prohibition's over, you're still not allowed to make hard booze. Only until recently can you only make your own wine, but you can't give it away to people. They've got all these stupid rules.
Yeah.
Do you read about this in the Old Testament? Everybody made wine.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Jews control this stuff. And here's my point. You know that thin paper that our Bibles are made of? That's like 4 pound, 5 pound, as opposed to this 18 pound paper. So they control that. You got to go to a professional printer to get that paper. I can't get it. I tried. Anyway, there's a lot. Now, you see, a lot in the drug company, they do force them to put like Tylenols, acetaminophen on the counter, over the counter. Because years ago, you had to go to a prescription for that. So there is some movement where you fight against these people because they want to control everything.
Mm-hmm.
If you let them get away with it, you wouldn't even have to buy an aspirin over the counter. You'd have to go to a doctor and pay a $50, $100 visit to get an aspirin. But I'm just, this is how it relates to printing. It's not fair, Sarge, it ain't fair. It's unfair. It's criminal. It's gangsters. I can't get that paper. I can't even get 16-pound paper now. 18-pound is the lowest I can get. Right? And that's what you're looking at, 18-pound. This is 2.5 inches. This is 2.5 inches. 20-pound will be about 2¾ to 3 inches. 20-pound paper. 16-pound paper will be down to about 2¼ inches or lower. But here, I'm going to show you something now. I'm going to show you, this is 1,248 pages. It's 9 by 11, but with all counts now, I just want you to remember the page count. Page count has to do with thickness. This is 1,248, all right? And it's 18-pound paper. This one I'm going to show you now, I'm not going to show you yet, is 1,440 pages, which is 200 more pages than that. And look how thin that is. Look at that. Look how thin it is. You can't use it as a weapon now, but look at that. It has nothing to do, we're just talking about page number. There's 1,440 pages in here, but look how, there's your 4 pound, 5 pound paper. That's what the professional printers use. So that means if I bound this with this kind of paper in it, it's going to be thinner than this even. So,
and it's called Skrita paper.
See, when you put this out, how much thinner?
Mm-hmm.
It's tremendous.
Mm-hmm.
Thinner, and because it has to do with the paper weight. So, because although this is going to be a bigger sheet, it's a bigger paper, because it's 9 by 11, this is a smaller paper, it's the same number of pages.
Mm-hmm.
So the thickness is going to be less than this.
Yeah.
Less than this. 200 pages less than this, instead of this. That's if you go to a professional printer, you see. And my point is, I want it with this kind of paper, so it's more convenient. Then you can carry anything around more conveniently, and it's bounded. It's even harder to bound that stuff. Go ahead.
It's called Skrita. It says Bible paper, also known as Skrita paper. Skrita paper.
Now, you also have to have, to print that, you have to have the right printer, too. Now, I think our printer can handle it, but a lot of your average printers can handle that thin paper. So you need to have a printer that can handle it. Our printer we have is a pretty good one. It printed that whole, I know these guys have the slow bubble jets, it'll take you forever. Mm-hmm. I got a Ricoh laser jet really fast. We printed this thing out in about 10 minutes, the whole Bible. It didn't take long. It's fast. It works good, but another thing is too, I can print out this paper and with the ink a lot cheaper than you get it from a printer. It costs me about $20 for the paper and for the ink. Now you got to get the binding, okay? Now, you could get a three-hole punch, but that three-hole punch was $13. It cost almost as much as the printer for that, just for that binder this year. Now, just for this. Now, if you got a hard binder, or you better get a good one that pastes it in, because if a page falls out in the middle, you can't put it back in. Good thing about a three-hole binder, though, is if a page falls out, you can reprint it, open up the binder, and put the new page in. If it's a hard, if it's bound in and it falls out, you can't do that. But if it's bound professionally, not like Tan books, don't ever get Tan. That guy's a cheap bastard. His books fall apart within 1 month. All the pages start coming out. He uses like Elmer's glue, I think. I don't know what he uses. He's a cheap. He's an apostate, though. He printed my first book, Outside the Catholic Church, There's No Salvation. But those pages fall out. Now, but if you bind it like this, this is good binding. You don't got to worry about that. And even though these pages are thin, they're sturdy. They're sturdy. And so anyway, that's my hope, that we get something like this, because that's how important this book is. I mean, because if you get it like something like this, it's easy to carry around. This is not so easy to take on a trip with you. You know what I'm saying? You know, imagine you got to go to a trip for like a month somewhere, and you want to bring your Bible with you. You have to have a whole separate suitcase for this. And if you had to mail this to somebody, the weight factor alone. Now, Bruno was checking out some printers, and he's got most of your printers want to publish it, and I ain't gonna let nobody publish this. When you let them publish it, then they have a right to it. If I ever did that, God will strike me dead with lightning. I'm the only one that has a right to this book. Now, you can get a printer to print it, but not publish it. I can publish this on my own even. I studied about publishing. They say the only reason you really want to publish is if you're going to be in the library and on the index and all that, like in Washington, D.C., in the library index. So you may want to publish it, but you don't have to publish it. But when certain printers, when they want to be also considered the publisher, they want to have rights over your book. Now, that's why the Catholic Church so wisely only allowed Catholic printing companies to print Catholic books, even though they're all heretics now, but the principle's good. Benzinger Brothers was one of them. That was the printer, the Vatican Press, that prints out all their stuff. Because what can happen when you go to a printer and he gets your stuff, if he's a Freemason, apostate Jew, or a heretic, he can go in there and change a couple words in your text, and you don't even know it, and then he prints it out. And so now he's printing stuff out, and he corrupted your text. So that's why you have to have printers you trust. And even if we did have this done by, we're going to have to get this done by a professional printer if we're going to bang out 100 copies. I can't do it. Or we're going to have to tell everybody on their own, go to some place and print it out on your own. But even if we did, we may still get it. He got one printer, got out, we'll print it without publishing it. $70 a Bible, he said, with a hardcover. I'm interested to see what paper he uses. Bruno's listening to me now. I want to see what poundage paper he uses, how thick it's going to be. And because that's not a bad price. I would charge $140 plus shipping, but if people can't afford it, I'd give it away for free. But if you have money, we will require people to make an investment in this. So we can then give free ones out to other people. But I want to see what his $70 one looks like. Yeah. And then if we give it him to print out, what I'm going to say is, however, even though you got this book from us, I printed from this printer, the original official version is on my website. So if you are reading something, and he was a wise guy, and he put a heresy in there, in one of the verses, and you read it, you said, something don't sound right about this. Go to my website and see if it's the same. If he changed it, then that's the end of him. But that's what I'm saying. The whole official version is going to be the one on my site. Because you always got to... Now, the guy could even just make a mistake when he's printing it, leave out a... It's a lot of pages. But what they used to do... When you have a lot of people in the church, it's easy to do. You have a professional printer. He prints it out. It's a Catholic printer. And then you have somebody read it again after it's printed out. And if you have like 50 people, each one takes a couple books at a one takes a book at a Bible, you're done in 1 week. So this can all be done easy when you have a, this is when you, if you had a lot of people. But the rule of the church was good in that it only allowed Catholic printers to print out Catholic books because people can corrupt them. Then they would have people review the book after it's printed out. So my only question now, the printing thing, what I'm going to tell people until we get a professional printer is, like Sal did, Nicolaine did, print it out on your own. You don't have to print the whole thing out at one time if you have a slow printer, but print out one book at a time. When you're done, you're ready for your next book, and Nicolaine did that, print out the next book, then the next book, and eventually get the whole Bible printed. And because they're using regular sized paper, they have it in three different books. And a matter of fact, Sal, I want you to, and Nicolaine, if you can send me a picture of your, when I do this lecture, I want to show them a picture of what you guys, what you guys did. So I want to show them the thickness, and Sal happened to get a good, Sal, what kind of a binder? It looked really good. Was that a, it's not a hole punch binder, right? Is it a regular binding?
Yeah, it was just a regular three-hole.
Oh, three-hole, yeah.
I have the one with the where you can slide, like, images in the front, which is pretty nice.
Yeah.
But I don't really like those because then I can't open the book, like, fully, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, fully flat.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
That kind of gets on my nerves.
But, so the one...
Yeah, it's just a regular three-hole.
Yeah, if that's what I'm saying, because I don't... Even, he split it up into three pieces, and that's even big. Now... For him to get that, like a hard copy without a three-hole punch, you got...
Just FYI, to make sure you guys don't print it out like I did. I kind of regret printing it out. What did I print it out? 24-pound, I think.
Oh!
24-pound.
Oh!
Mine's are huge.
Oh! That's huge.
I thought, like me, I didn't know really about that.
The poundage, yeah.
In my mind, I thought, okay, the more thicker,
yeah, the better.
More quality.
Yeah. More stronger,
so
yeah.
Like, okay, why don't I just do it?
Wow.
Yeah, stronger, you know what I mean? So I'm like,
yours
that's
are,
what I thought, but I kind of regret it now.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, that's a good lesson.
Now,
how about the poundage? Yeah, that's a good point. Do at least 20. Don't go above 20.
Yeah. Hey, Sal, is yours is a three ring, or is it the kind of... what do you call it? You know what I'm
talking about.
I know what you're talking about,
where you put the hole in it and the thing. But he said it was three rings.
Okay. Yeah, mine's, I just simplified it. Did the three.
Well, the three's the way to go. Because unless you can get it bounded really the right way with a hard bound, and you don't do it right, it's glued in like Tan does it, the pages are going to fall out. Mm-hmm. And we found out the three-hole punch, we tried the two method that you're talking about.
Yeah.
Forget about it. It rips right out because it's got two here. Yeah. The center's open. Yeah. You open it up and it rips right out.
I never like them because you can't.
No, and you can't.
Flat.
Yeah. So, yeah. Well, you can lay these flat.
Exactly.
So I can lay this flat.
That one flat. Yeah.
Yeah. So the way to go now without a professional printer is, it's better. I mean, if you don't have to do it in one book, but if I do get a professional printer, like I just mentioned before, I want it all in one book.
Yeah.
But if you want to do it in three books, you can do that.
It'd be cool just to get one just to see what it looks like.
Oh, yeah. Well, if that guy, like, Bruno was talking to, we're going to find out what he's talking about on, I want to see, can he print one out and let me look at it before I go with it and see what it looks like. So I could, for $70, I'm going to have him print it out, and I could send him the file, have him print it out, and I can see what it looks like.
Yeah.
Because if I got an order right now, tomorrow for like 100, I can't do it. I don't got the time. It's impossible. I mean, we're going to need a professional printer to bang out hundreds of copies. But in the meantime, everybody who has the Bible online, if every person got their own printer and printed out themselves, that's the way to go. And so you can get 18-pound paper or 20. You can get 16 if it's available, but it's never available. It's always out of stock. And three-hole binders. I like to put it in one, so it's all in one. But if you want to do it in three, you could. But... You know, the problem with that is one book's get lost, someone borrows it, then you're disconnecting it, especially if you lost the New Testament with the long commentaries. And you're reading the Old Testament on something very complicated, and I say, look at the long commentary, and someone else borrowed the book, the other book.
Yeah.
So right now, this one is like a 3-inch heavy-duty binder, 635 sheets, which is a total of...
It's
probably right at the limit, though,
yeah,
you see?
Like it, yeah.
You see, I'm right at the limit.
Top one don't want it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you couldn't have got your 100 more.
No, that's right. Now, but then again, if we get a printer, that's how thick it's going to be with this paper. The hole is going to be this thick if we get this paper.
Pardon me, Richard?
Yeah.
Would you like me to send you that information, or would you like me to contact him tomorrow and find out more information about what type of paper he's going
to
use?
Okay, you can send it to me because I know a lot about it, because maybe I'll deal directly with him from here on in.
Okay.
Yeah, send me the info. Because then I'll deal directly with him, and I could also send him a copy of it. That's two.
Is this one thinner or thicker? I can't tell.
It's even thinner. But it's the same kind of paper.
Yeah.
See?
But it seems like it's less thick.
It's,
though,
you know, that one is this one's less pages maybe, because this has a lot of cyclicals in the front. This one has more pages. This has 1,440 pages. 60 pages is in cyclicals in the beginning.
Okay.
60 pages. This one has no encyclicals. So deduct 60 from this at least. And this is another thin one.
Yeah.
But that's how, to me, God will get it done. It'll get done. But if we get it done with a printer, a professional printer, and he's printing it, even if I had a Catholic company print it out, we trusted him, you can get a Freemason sneak in there and he can mess it up or a mistake can happen. That's why I always tell people the authentic, original Bible is the one on my website.
Yeah.
You can download it in PDF and you can have it too. And then you can compare it to the printed version if anybody tries to corrupt the printed version. Any questions so far on that?
Matthew Knight says, I'll have to check out Docs Direct. I think they have a 500 and something page limit.
Oh, that's another thing he's mentioned that Matthew Knight mentioned, which is interesting. I checked Lulu, and what a Lulu they are. Lulu, I'm not sure what they mean, but there is a limit when you go. The Lulu will also print your thing without publishing it, from what I understand. So I'm going to check them out also. But anyway, so that's what we're, so you're talking about there's a limit if you go to certain places. That's why when I check the one Bruno's going to tell me about, I want to see. Now, Lulu, I don't think has that. I've seen Lulu books there and Tam books. So they don't have this thin paper.
Yeah.
So they might not have the capacity to do it. If they don't,
yeah.
I want a company that can make this.
Yeah.
Right here.
Yeah.
Lord, we'll put the order in, Lord.
It's got to be somebody.
Huh? Send us somebody. Wouldn't that be funny, like a Chinese guy who's a communist will print it for us? I don't believe in your religion, but I'll do it for you.
Yeah.
It's okay. Give me the money, I do. I'm not a Jew, I'm not going to change the words. I have no stake in this, I'm an atheist. That's a Jew talking like a Chinese guy. You got to be careful with some of these guys. But I'm never going to give anybody the actual rights to this book.
Yeah, no.
That's going to be a problem.
Yeah.
You know. So I mean, you think ahead of yourself. How's all this going to happen? Like Moses in the Red Sea, you get a little bit overwhelmed. But it's real easy for now because people can just download it. A lot of people like to read off the computer. But if you want to print it, go Matthew said, go to a printer and have a print. And like I think Sal and all them, I don't. Maybe Sal can enlighten us on this too. How big of a book would they have printed, Sal, or was there a limit with them even when you got the book printed? He had it printed in one of those printing, you know, like Staples.
Where do you have Staples?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I went, did I go to Staples? No, I went to Office Depot.
Oh, Office Depot.
Office Depot. And there was no limit. There was no limit on my end.
Oh, I got it. I know what he's saying because you know why? You know why? Because they weren't binding it. He's put it in his own binder.
Yeah.
So they can print the whole thing straight out, and you can separate it into three binders if you want, like Sal did.
Yeah.
So you can go to Office Depot. But what I tell you right now, what this cost me to print out, and this is good. Now, Sal, all right, it's already done what he did. I could have done this for Sal because there's only a few of us here now. This cost me $20 to print the whole thing out. Then you can put the three-hole punch in yourself. But make sure you do it a little better than Will. Some of them were missing.
Yeah, no,
I got about 10 of them here that are like falling out.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Because he had a lot. We're trying to get it done quick. But
with that little thing, that little...
Yeah, yeah. And if it runs out a little, it shaves it out.
Yeah.
But anyway, with our printer we got, we printed this whole thing out. But then we have to mail it to him, which was just done. You know. It cost $10 for the paper and maybe $10 for the ink. So $20 to print out the whole Bible, and in color. And I could have done that for him instead of $200. But when you go to other people, because they have the machines and all that, you see? I could probably handle a couple things like this for a few of us that are here. But the biggest thing would be even mailing it over, mailing it, which you can still do. I have to find out what the mail cost is, you know? I mean, we should weigh that thing.
It might be easier to mail the pages.
And not and let them get the binder. Yeah, mail the pages.
Punch them first.
And punch them, and then send them.
If you even ship that, it would take the Titanic to be able to get
them. Yeah, exactly. The UPS guys are going to go, what's in here, gold?
Especially multiple ones.
It's more valuable than gold.
Yeah, exactly.
If you knew what you were holding in your hand, this is your salvation right here. This is the Word of God.
I had a couple comments. Earlier, Augustine said, imagine if this Holy Bible had an index, and then just now it says, I'm sorry.
I know what he's saying, an index.
Yeah, and then...
And cross-references or something.
Now, you can get other books that have indexes, separate books, like in concordiances. Mm-hmm. They call things concordiances. Mm-hmm. But those are using... But an index a lot of times could be in the back of a Bible. I would like to add more stuff to this Bible. If you look at a lot of Protestant Bibles, one thing I got to say about them, they were diligent on their Bibles. They may have not had they don't have all the accurate translations, but they go into depth. They put pictures, it's really, I showed you all the different Bibles. They really, really put a good effort into their Bibles. Mm-hmm. And I would like to have stuff like that, indexes, more pictures. I would like to have a lot more stuff that I don't have, you can embellish that later. Yeah.
In the Bible, it was really neat. In the back, you had a chronological sequence of events.
I have that in the
back.
Got it. I have that.
Yeah, he's got a lot of cool maps.
I got that. Yeah. Yeah. And I got the maps too.
Yeah.
I have it. Yeah. You didn't see it?
Yeah.
Well, I haven't been reading to the back.
Oh, not to the back. Yeah.
I don't read on the internet as much as I would like to.
These were just put up. Matthew Knight said, when I get the Holy Bible, I will discard my Dewey rings. I never know whether it's more moral to give corrupt faith items to a charity collection or to put them straight in the bin, as they are a threat to souls.
I would save them or get rid of them, because if you put them out there, someone else is going to have it. But you could save it as a reference work, because I got right now, I just picked two more Bibles up in the back of the... Oh, I just pick up all the different versions of the Bibles. Yeah. I like to look at how they line it up, how they set it up. And I tell you one thing, it's for sure. And you look at that one, even the Scofield Bible, heretically bad as that is, they got their lineup is really good. I mean, they'll put pictures in there. They'll put a historical stuff in there. I mean, it's beautiful. Yeah. They really put their love... It's a shame. Because the Bible belongs to us. Yeah. And if I really want to make that the fourth edition, I would like to put more pictures in there, more historical commentaries in there, and they got like a study guide. Well, my study thing, the way the Bible goes, is the best way, I believe, to read the Bible. I have that laid out. But they really put a lot of effort into their Bibles, and it's a lot better than the nominal Catholic layout Bible, which is just plain, basic. A lot of times in the back, they have a few maps that are black and white.
Yeah.
It's really pathetic.
Not very good.
But the most important thing, now that we got the text and commentaries, how wonderful that would be to embellish this with a lot of extra pictures, historical comments about Nebuchadnezzar, pictures when he was born, the Babylonian Empire.
Yeah.
I love that stuff, you know? So, of course, and like Augustine, I think, was saying, an index would be nice, too. Go ahead.
Augustine said, the Dewey rings is venom.
Yeah.
And,
Like I said, I was telling Matthew there, I would still save it, though. You don't need to throw it out, because you can still refer to it. And if you didn't have anything else to read, you could, read the Dewey Rings. It's not as bad as the King James or the newer Bibles, so read it, you know. How many people have the Septuagint, even? They don't. You know, I got the Septuagint online. I didn't print it out. And that's the most accurate Old Testament, so... But when I'm reading through, I did double all this stuff, though. The version I have was basically checked for heresies and some obviously other kinds of errors that were obvious. And those things I pulled out, and they were really bad. I mean, and the commentaries, too. Forget about it. Don't trust the original Dewey Rheims commentaries, nor the Haydock commentaries. Horrible.
Yeah.
Horrible.
Yeah.
A lot of scholastic crap, too. He talks about 10 different things, and you don't even know what the truth is to the matter.
Yeah, exactly.
And most of the Bible text, when you make the right textual correction, you don't even need to comment. The reason they comment on a lot of them is because it's unexplainable. You go, what does he mean by that? So now they got to come up with some commentary to explain away the error in the Bible text.
Yeah.
I have a lot of that too. That's why you want to read up my the errors in the Clementine Vulgate. What a shamster that was. Hamsters. Mm-hmm. When they put that out. And he tried to say, this is infallible. No mistakes. Nobody can mess with it. Okay, what about, okay, just, you know. And then they tried to pretend that, you know, and they were holding on to that problem. Later on, it couldn't last very long. People weren't even allowed to criticize it. I mean, what a scandalous cause to Protestants. Now you know why a lot of people, you know, as I said, I think there's a better chance for, if you're a really conservative, natural kind of law Protestant, the ones that believe you need faith and deeds, not just faith alone, because there are Protestants that do believe in faith and deeds, they have a better chance to convert on their deathbed than a nominal Catholic. Go ahead.
Hickline says, I put each page in a plastic binder to preserve it. I do plan on printing one for Terry, so I might seek out lighter paper. But hers is bonkers big, she said.
Yeah, let me see. Did she have a picture of it?
Yeah.
Whoa, look at that. Yeah. And she's got a plastic sheet on each one of them.
Rugged.
But that's really nice, though. Look at the way that's set up. Yeah. She's got it in four books.
Yeah.
Is that on Discord?
Yeah. Generally.
Okay, because that's what I'm going to do with my life. I'm going to show this picture of how she did it.
Yeah.
And that's pretty good, though. And yeah. I like she's got tabs on it.
Yeah, yeah.
Look at this. This is diligence. Yeah, this is someone who loves the Bible.
Yeah.
You know, it's amazing. We grew up and we used to hide the Bibles on the bottom shelf and dust would be all over it and we didn't care about it. I mean, as you read the Bible like we do, you realize it's our life, our strength, it's everything. Everything's in it.
That
I mean,
is
it's
one
beautiful
thing about when you do that, you can put tabs.
Yeah, and I'm reading about, like I said, today I'm starting out for the first time in a couple of years, starting from the hard copy, Genesis chapter 1.
Yeah.
There it is. God's telling you how he created the earth.
Yeah.
He's telling you.
Yeah.
Everyone's got their own theory they want to come up with on earth. God's telling you how he did it. And it's beautiful when you read it. It's sublime. It is so good. And he ends the chapter by saying, after the end, at the sixth day, he said, and after God created everything, he looked at it and saw that everything was very good.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
That's just very good.
Yeah.
So, woe to the Stoics, too, anyway. But,
Brother,
what's
that article titled that you wrote about, you get into the Septuagint and how, you talked about it?
About what?
Well, you were talking about how it was... They were like 70.
Yeah, I think that was in the Clementine Vulgate.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I get into the whole history of the... Because a few errors crept into Septuagint that needed to be corrected, only a few. But instead, Jerome's going basing this thing off the Masoretic Jewish text of the Old Testament, the bastard, and it wasn't even based off the Septuagint. Now, the Old Latin was a Latin translation of the Septuagint.
Remember how when you get an encyclopedia, they have those little indents on the pages, on the side?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's nice, too. Yeah, those little things.
Yeah. Like on a dictionary.
Yeah, yeah. Now, you what she did there is really good. You can do that yourself, too. You can attach things to the paper, even.
Right.
So there's a lot of stuff you can do. But the primary thing is, you've seen how big this is.
Mm-hmm.
But when God sees fit that we get a good printer, it could be the Chinese coming here, man. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
When they work, dude, they're diligent.
Yeah.
They're not lazy.
Yeah.
They're diligent. They're going to obey, too, because they're used to obeying authority. Obedience. Authority.
And
respect. I knew communist Chinese kid guys. I liked them. I don't care. They were very honorable. They were respectful.
Things,
and they were humble. They were living in my basement.
Yeah.
They were eating squirrels.
Eating squirrels.
So they were, literally. I didn't care because I had a squirrel problem.
Yeah.
They got rid of my squirrel problem. One guy was from Taiwan, the rest were from communist China.
Yeah.
And they were living in my basement. Right there. Anyway.
That's funny.
All right, so that's on the bottom. Anything or questions on that? That's going to be our lecture for today. We're going to end a little early today. Unless anybody has any other questions on the Bible. But that's probably going to be my last edition, but I'm glad I got the other stuff in here because... The Prot's got a lot of good stuff in their Bible. I mean, they get historical lines. They'll talk about Nebuchadnezzar. Who's the Pharaoh over here? I mean, they show you the pictures, historical. They're very diligent, and that's commendable. I mean, we should have done that. It belongs to us. And one thing about the Protestants, they respect the Old Testament. They do. A lot of your modern nominal Catholics, they hate the Old Testament. They'll talk about Moses and Samson. But other than that, it's almost like a racial thing. It's almost like a racism snuck in, and they don't like to acknowledge the Old Testament.
Yeah.
I mean, even the Protestants were given like Caleb and Joshua. Catholics don't do that. Why not?
Yeah.
Why not?
Right.
It's holy. What's wrong with that? I mean, and what's wrong with celebrating the festivals, not the rituals, like Purim? They belong to us, not right. to the Jew.
Right.
We let that Jew get away with thinking it belongs to him, and it doesn't. But the Protestants, they have more respect for the Bible.
Yeah.
Then the apostates. Now, you read the church fathers in the first 1,000 years of the church, that's all they are is quoting the Bible.
Yeah.
Top to bottom, they knew the Bible inside out. All of a sudden, the scholastics come along and replaced the Bible. And the church fathers. They replaced both. They became their own, like the Talmudic Jews, they have the Talmud, replaced the Torah, and the Talmud's more important. The scholastics came along. That's their Talmud. That's the Talmud for Catholics, the cursed Talmud. The Aquinas, the Summas, replaced the Bible, replaced the church fathers.
Matthew says, I'm going to order that book for print this evening. I'm going to try my best to get a print of the Bible.
Good, good. Here's a picture of the Bible that he had printed out, and it's in two books. And like he said, too, like Matthew, I told him I could print it. But mail it. I mailed something to him. Just the mailing was unbelievable. Yeah. It cost $70 just to mail something over there. But the prayer book or something. I don't care, but if you have the money and all that. But there's a prudent thing, man. These guys are gangsters. The whole world's controlled by gangsters. I mean, why should it be so hard for me to get that paper?
Yeah. Well, when they came out with the Gutenberg Press, didn't they make Bibles? You know, they're fairly small. Bibles?
Well, no, you look at some of the old Bibles.
Yeah,
they're big.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have a thing called Chicago screws. It came from Chicago.
Yeah.
And it's three screws.
Uh-huh.
That they were from Chicago screws. Okay. I got it back here. I could show you.
Okay.
On the page. I'll show it to you real quick. Why not? I'll give you an example. Now, here's a dictionary that it's a really old fit. Now, I got this in the library in the back. They throw these things out. But it gets into etymology. Is that the right word? Etymology? Okay. It gets into detail on every dictionary. It's a really good dictionary, but I'm losing pages still. But look at this. It was bigger than this even. But look, these are Chicago screws, you see?
Yeah.
And they put the, you can lessen it a lot, and it, three-hole punch.
Yeah.
You tighten it up with the screw. It has a hard copy like this. Webster Dictionary. And then when you open it up, it opens it up perfect.
You can almost do that yourself.
Well, you could.
You know,
you know what? Matter of fact,
yeah.
I'm going to check it. Because you know what happened? I checked the Chicago screws, and it seemed to me to be expensive.
Yeah.
But now I bought that binder for $14.
Yeah.
So if this Chicago screw thing with the hard copy is $14, I'd really rather go this way.
Yeah.
I did some investigating. The Chicago screw is also called screw posts. Cost a lot less money, maybe less than $1 for all three posts. And it's much more sturdier than if you were to put it in a binder. All you would need, though, is a hard cover on the front and on the back that then holds all the sheets together. You can do it with just the paper, but it won't be as sturdy as if you had a hard cover on the front and on the back. The one that's shown here, it cost about $40 for 50 covers, which is less than $1 a cover. And what's good about this is that opens, but you got to open up the whole thing and turn the page. This reads like a book.
Yeah.
See?
Mm-hmm.
It reads like a book. And this is what I talked about, the margins. See the margins on the inside?
Yeah.
You want to have enough margin?
Will it open flat?
Yeah. Basically almost flat. It's just like a book.
Yeah.
So we just came to a conclusion over here with the Chicago screws.
Yeah.
So they're not all screw balls in Chicago. I wrote they came from Chicago, but the reason I didn't want to look, I thought the price, but that is way better.
Right.
All right, so any questions, and we'll get ready to wrap up the lecture for this week. We thank God for all the graces he's given me and given all of us, and all of you helping by your prayers and all this. It's one big happy family. Mm-hmm. Like St. Paul said, we all need one another. We all have a job to do. Even the lesser inferior members have a job to do that's very important. The sisters, you know, they wash my clothes. They cook for us on the Lord's Day. I cook for myself in the house during the week. But we all do. Will takes care of the property here. Ryan takes care. Everyone has their job. But it's a one big happy family. It is, really. And how you all need one another. Y'all need one. I'm sorry, I'm getting like... I'm sounding more like a country guy from now.
There's room for more people.
Yeah, there's room. We can use more. Yeah. We're overtaxed over here. That's why Ryan goes to Ireland. He better not stay.
Yeah.
I know. I'd love to go too, but he really. It's going to be nice.
Oh yeah.
He might stay.
Yeah.
So, what are we going to do? I'll kill your parents if you don't come back. I'll start with your father and then your mother.
I don't care about that.
it's that's gonna be a nice trip.
That's self-evident.
I would like to go there too, but you know, if I had a bird wings, I could fly. You know? I don't have time right now. Yeah. That's all. You see all the work I'm doing here.
Oh yeah.
The Habak Express.
Maybe. The Habakkuk Express.
Yeah.
That's what's gonna happen. Okay, so let me give everybody a blessing. We'll let you know. I'll show you online what the Chicago screws look like later on. We're transferring it right now.